Armadoxy for today, location. Every good real estate agent can tell you that the number one rule in real estate is location, location, location. Repeating this word three times emphasizes its importance. Identical homes can increase or decrease due to their location. So choose location wisely when purchasing. The same rule holds true in life, with the exception that in life, only one of the three locations is chosen by us, the client, while the other two, they are more up to chance landings. We are all born into this world, into this life, without our consent. We have no choice as to when or where we are born. On the other hand, we may find we have more to say about our death, but often it takes place without our consent. The only location that we have control over is the third one, which is the lifespan between birth and death. The three-location reality is best understood by glancing at a gravestone. Most of them have three symbols etched on them. The first is the person's date of birth. We have no control over when or where we are born. The second location is the date of death. The third symbol is the dash that separates the date of birth from the date of death. And that dash represents our lives and is the only section of life that is mostly in our control. Some dashes are short, others are long, but the real quality of the dash is in its thickness. Life and how we live it is up to us. It is the dash, the life we live, that has meaning. Once a young seminarian in a monastery, in a display of youthful pride, decided to play a trick on one of the oldest and wisest monks. He held a butterfly in his hand and brought his fingers together to cover the small insect. He asked the monk if the butterfly was dead or alive. He thought to himself, if the elderly man answers alive, I will crush the insect and prove him wrong. If he answers dead, I will open my fist and the butterfly will fly out. Either way, the monk will be wrong, humiliated because the young student had shown him wrong. Approaching the monk, the young man held the captive butterfly in his fist behind his back. Old man, tell me, is the butterfly I am holding dead or alive? The old monk, not to be tricked, replied, the answer is in your hand. Maturity of faith, which is the theme of this week, requires us to take responsibility for our lives, to recognize that God has entrusted us with our lives, and it's up to us to be part of the answer to Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. We are the ones who fatten the dash, the life between our birth and life, and we take the responsibility on whether the butterfly flies or is crushed. Let us pray. Lord, help me to understand your love through the trust you have put into my humble efforts. Tremendous trust you have in me and in humanity. Give me the strength to stand responsibly before you as I follow your commandments and do that which is pleasing in your sight. Amen. Hi, this is Father Voskin. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. Well, if you're looking for a little bit more, there is a podcast here at epostle.net called The Next Step. Now in its 17th year, it is a podcast, well, about just about everything. We invite you to listen to it. You can find it at epostle.net. The next step is a next step.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.